You're listening to the All Sport Breakfast Podcast with Darcy Waldegrave from Newstalk ZB.
I can make that noise with my throat. Paul Radisich joins us now, trackside at Taupō. Give us your best impersonation of a V8, Paul.
Not as good as yours, mate, but not far off it.
Oh, build it and they will come.
Hey, Darcy, is that from inside the car or outside the car?
Oh, I've got no idea. I've never been in a V8 when it's running. I've only watched them go. Unlike yourself, of course, former touring car champion around the world and V8 supercar driver as well. Way back in the day, what's it looking like, Paul? Taupō, I expect it's magnificent. We know what Tony Quinn and his crew are capable of, and I'd say the place is shining.
Oh, look at yours. It's just gone 8 o'clock, and there's so many people streaming into the track. So the weather's lifted. It's not raining anymore. So it's probably going to be a bit patchy all day, but that'll just make for exciting racing. So, yeah, the track looks great. You know, all the hospitality's up. It's colourful, bright, and, mate, with 30-odd thousand people jammed in here over today, the atmosphere will be electric.
Yeah, it's sorely needed for international sporting events in New Zealand, which we don't have enough of, and to have the return of the supercars right in the middle of the North Island, this is a godsend. It's a boon for all of us.
It is. Look, in a couple of years, sabbatical away and a new start with Taupō, so... it's another fan. Let's face it, the track lead, the venue sold out this weekend, so it speaks volume for itself. It may not be a national sport, Darcy, but it's the most popular.
I like the way you've been listening to the program. You warm my heart, Paul. Hey, on the track itself, the racing itself, I'd expect with the nature of the circuit, with the chopping and changing of the pumice-infested tarmac and the fresh parts of the track as well, it's going to be, when the rain goes away, if it goes away, a real battle of tyre choice, because it's a grind, isn't it? It rips tyres apart, this track.
Yeah, it is. It's it's the nature of the course. I mean, and the tarmac is very abrasive, and as you say, volcanic ground. So it's very hard. So look, with the weather the way it's going to be, I think today's going to be about changing conditions, which will make the race an exciting year. We won't have that tyre degradation issue. But saying that, as it dries and gets wet and all those sorts of things, so they'll throw that element in. But as far as tomorrow's concerned, the weather looks 100% dry. So, yeah, it will be a race of who can look after their tyres and the stops and getting that strategy right to give yourself that tyre grip to propel yourself to the front.
Paul Radisich joining us on the program. No advantage for the Australians because they've never really been here before. A few of them may have squirted around in lesser categories like the Porsches and the like, but you look to the five New Zealand drivers, they all know what it's like to run around Taupō, so they've got the upper hand surely in this event, as long as they can keep it on the track. And I look to Ryan Wood, who's a wonderfully gifted young driver, has had the most rotten luck so far in the series.
Well, look, but for Ryan, it's a learning, it's a steep learning curve, mate. Even though with the change of the guard with Shane disappearing and McLaughlin and so on, and then young guys coming through, that's still very, very quick experience. They've all had, 10, 15 years of motor racing experience. So, Ryan's got to go through that learning process. He's showing us what he can do in the Super 2. But hey, this is a different difference. Anything from second down is an absolute battle, and he'll learn it, and he will rise to the top. So as far as the Kiwi guys concerned, I think while there's always a bit of grey in the sky and the weather is damp, we always come to the front. So Payne yesterday second quickest in practice, and the Kiwis will be right there. I'm sure Richie will pick up speed, and the Kiwi guys will be somewhere near the front.
Yeah, underplayed, Stanaway, fantastically gifted driver. I've seen him on a number of occasions in a number of different categories. I remember when he climbed in a TRS car at Hamilton at a V8 event a few years ago, and he blew everyone away, and no one knew where he came from. So looking toward him, hey, Brody Kostecki's back. How big is that for the series?
It's brilliant. It's a shame it's taken so long to get all that sorted out. Obviously, the politics behind motor racing, but They got it worked out. So yeah, great to see him. You know, as the champion to come back. It's always hard when the champion leaves a series, particularly like him. He's very popular. So yeah, great to see him here. It's going to take him a little bit of time to get himself worked out again and get his head around. Because you know, you drop the ball for a couple of races or don't appear in the testing, and it's, you know, the top 11 cars yesterday were covered by 0.3 seconds. So it takes very little to drop the ball and go from first to, well, 12th. So, but great to see him here. I'm sure as the weekend goes, he'll progress and be a contender again.
Hey, if you've got any money and in less than a sentence, who's your favourite for the weekend?
Look, I'm Matthew Payne. I think he's the boy that's going to propel us up front. You know, the normal guys are going to be there. You know, the Mostets who were quick yesterday, and of course the 888 cards. It's very hard, but mate, go the Kiwis. So I think Matt Payne's going to be right there, and I'd love to see Stanaway get right up there and challenge for the lead. You know, as you said before, he's got the talent. He's just got to get everything else together, and you know, those. It only takes a tent, and you're on the money.
Fantastic. Paul Radisich, always good to be in your company, mate. Thanks very much for your time. Do enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch up again soon, I'm sure. You go well, Rat.
Pleasure, Darcy.
This is News Talk ZB. It's the All Sport Breakfast. Paul Radisich there joining us trackside. You can hear all the hubbub in the background. Super exciting indeed it was. Two races over the weekend, two 200K races. Race 7 it is of the series, in round 3 it will be. Is at 3:05 this afternoon. Again, race 8 tomorrow, 3:05. It should be a rip snorter around that 3.3K of crazy pumice tarmac. This is News Talk ZB.
For more from the All Sport Breakfast with Darcy Waltergrave, listen live to News Talk ZB on Saturday mornings or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.